AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. It could be a preview of the 2020 campaign. President Trump and former vice president and current presidential candidate Joe Biden are exchanging words. The AP's Sandra Magani has the story.
As he walked out of the Oval Office before flying to Iowa, the president launched a series of schoolyard taunts.
Joe Biden is a dummy.
Also, a loser. The flurry came after Biden all but goaded the president into responding by releasing an advanced text of the speech he later gave in Iowa with insults of his own.
I believe that the president is literally an existential threat to America.
Biden's trying to separate himself from a packed Democratic field. A win in next year's Iowa caucuses would make him the clear frontrunner. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump was asked about a report Kim Jong-un's half-brother had traveled to Malaysia to meet his CIA contact before being assassinated there in 2017. What would the president say to the North Korean leader?
I would tell him that would not happen under my auspices, that's for sure. I wouldn't let that happen under my auspices.
The president also said he received what he called a personal and beautiful letter from Kim Jong-un. The investigation has started in New York into the crash of a helicopter at the top of a high-rise building.
The wreckage is confined to the rooftop. It is highly fragmented, and a post-crash fire consumed much of the wreckage.
Doug Blasey is with the National Transportation Safety Board. The pilot of the helicopter was killed in New York. The jury in Southern California that convicted former NFL player Kelvin Winslow Jr. of rape has reached a deadlock on other charges. A mistrial was declared on 8 other charges, including the rapes of 2 other women. David Ortiz's wife says the man known as Big Poppy is stable, awake, and resting comfortably. The former Boston Red Sox star was shot in a bar in his hometown in the Dominican Republic. He's now being treated in Boston. This is AP Radio News. There is a ride-sharing option, a new one, with a new name in Britain, Bolt.
The company, previously known as Taxify, has opened for service with a half-price deal aimed at challenging rivals, including Uber. Bolt promises cheaper prices for passengers and a bigger cut of earnings for drivers than its competitors. However, its previous London launch in 2017 came to an abrupt halt after the city's transport authority ordered the company to stop because it wasn't licensed to accept private vehicle hire bookings. The company has resumed service after rebranding early this year to remove confusion. You can find Bolt already in 100 cities in 30 countries in Europe, Africa, and Australia. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed into law a measure that's meant to allow children to run lemonade stands without fear of being shut down by the police. Texas police shut down a lemonade stand run by 2 girls in 2015. The stands were previously illegal in Texas because homemade drinks are banned because of health worries. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.